God bless you. I tried to call you at 1:18 p.m., Sister Allegra Edwards. God bless you, Sister Allegra Edwards. And I want to open us up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Sister Allegra Edwards, Heavenly Father. And God, I ask that whatever doors were closed against her, I speak as a prophet, God. May those doors that were closed against you, may they be opened by force. May they be opened by force, by fire. I speak right now. I speak life to your finances. I speak life to your health. I speak life to your career. In the mighty name of Jesus, any attacks that have been trying to come against you, I prophesy today, may they be sent back to the center. May you be restored in every area of your life. May you receive restoration. May you receive prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare. May this month of March be your month of prosperity. And this year be your year of fulfillment. I speak right now with authority. May you walk into doors of prosperity and increase. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And God bless you, Sister Edwards. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord, Sister Edwards, saying that, do not focus on past mistakes or past decisions. For God says, let the past be the past, because there are greater doors that are going to be open for you. There are greater doors of expectation, greater doors of elevation, doors of opportunities, doors of blessings, doors of breakthroughs, doors of miracles are going to be open for you. For whatever was closed against you, I see those doors being open for you. I see you walking into greatness, and I see you rising up. I see you rising up and elevating in the season. For whatever was silenced against you, whatever was taken from you, whatever was stolen from you, I see it being restored back to you. For God says, get ready, for many opportunities are going to open for you in this season. Any doors that men have tried to close against you, God says that whatever they have closed against you is going to be opened for you. Doors of prosperity, doors of blessings, doors of miracles are going to be open for you. For God says, get ready, because this year of 2018 is going to be your year of prosperity. This month is your month of greatness and fruitfulness. Whatever was closed against you right now, I see God opening it up for you. And the second word I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, a divine healing is going to locate you in your bones. I see much energy has been taken from your bones, and your bones have been aching you. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that God is giving you divine strength and divine healing in the season. Whatever attacks have been trying to come against your health, I see God sending it back to the center, and I see God rejuvenating you in this season. And the third word I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying that is, whatever takes somebody 20 years to achieve will take you 20 days to achieve. You will do things very quickly. For God said that there are going to be doors of greatness, doors of opportunities that are going to be open for you. I see a great mind that you have. But God says, begin to write down your books. You have a great mind. And God says that whatever it was trying to limit you in your finances and trying to restrict you, even people restricting you from doing things, God said that this year you will achieve whatever you were not able to achieve last year. God said that this is going to be a year of increase. I see many doors being opened to you, many doors. Even helpers are going to locate you this year. They're going to bless you financially, and I even see just not even financial support, but just emotional support and business ideas are going to become and be birthed out of you. I see blessings being birthed out in your life, miracles being birthed out in your life, breakthroughs being birthed out in your life. Whatever was trying to limit you and restrict you, even close ones, people who you call friends and family members that were hurting you for these past years, I see God. Hey, God is going to fight your battles, because I see pain, even for people who you thought were there for you that walked away from you. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying right now, like, that he is going to turn things around for your good. For God says, get ready, for that your bad news is turning into good news. Your poverty has turned into prosperity. For God says, hold on, press on, do not give up, because even May the 7th, I see an unexpected miracle that is going to locate you. God bless you.